In late December, the curbs are littered with cast-off Christmas trees. It's kind of a sad sight in a way, but two towns in eastern Pennsylvania make the ritual of tree tossing a happy one. Each December, the police chiefs of Bethlehem and Bethlehem Township, Pennsylvania, get together to toss a Christmas tree as far as it will go. In December of 2012, Bethlehem Township Police Chief Daniel Pancoast and Bethlehem Police Chief Jason Schiffer joined me to discuss this tradition, and I asked Pancoast how the tradition began.
Well, it started about 13 years ago when one of the owners of the local Meineke muffler shop conspired with one of his Irish friends and decided to have a contest to see who could throw the tree which adorned the Meineke lobby. They wanted to see who could throw that tree further. Mm-hmm. Now, whether Jameson's had anything to do with that, I don't know. But that's how it started.
And Chief Schiffer, when you took the job as police chief, did anybody warn you that this would be part of the job?
No, they did not. I was really surprised last year when I found out that that was part of my duties.
All right, one of you set the scene for me here. What would I have seen if I had driven up to that Meineke Car Care Center in Bethlehem last Saturday?
Well, you would have seen two beautiful horses ridden by officers of the City of Bethlehem Police Department. You would have seen a goat being led by my wife up the middle of a four-lane highway. You would have seen a horse being led by me and on which Chief Schiffer rode.
Chief Schiffer, is the fact that you were riding the horse, does that mean that you are the better tree tosser? You must have won last season.
Well, that's what tradition dictates, that last year's winner gets to ride on the horse. So I got lucky and prevailed in last year's event.
Well, your rival is reported to have insinuated that you train in the off-season at a Christmas tree farm. I don't know if training is actually forbidden in Christmas tree tossing, but how do you respond to that accusation?
Well, I don't think I can confirm or deny, but I may have thrown a shrub or two around in the summertime.
Well, you, both of you, you must be able to throw these trees, what, 100 feet, 200?
It's remarkable how someone of my size can throw a small 6-foot tree such a short distance.
Well, clearly this is an event that's great fun, and it's all done for charity. Tell me a little bit about Turning Point of Lehigh Valley.
Sure. Turning Point of the Lehigh Valley is our local domestic violence agency, meeting the needs of both men and women and their families, if necessary, to help them to extricate themselves from domestic violence situations. It's a wonderful organization staffed by very dedicated, caring folks.
As a young officer, I was just amazed at what they would do. You know, domestic situations are some of the toughest things that any police officer can go into. And having an organization in our community like that, it's really such a valuable thing and a resource for us to have.
Something very much deserving of tree throwing on its behalf, I should say.
Well, it's something I don't mind competing with such a strong athletic competitor as Chief Schiffer and possibly embarrassing myself slightly as long as I received the check for Turning Point at the end of the event.
Well, Chief Pancoast, I was the one wearing the kilt, so I don't know who was more embarrassed.
You have good legs. I mean,
well, thank you.
I've heard a lot of comments.
And so, across the land, the trees were festooned with bright lights, except for one in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, which was tossed for a good cause. Thank you, Chief Pancoast.
Bill, thank you for calling.
And Chief Schiffer, thank you as well.
Oh, thank you.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is James Trout. We had lots of help this week from Paul Veitkus, and our senior producer is Gary Wallach. Our final word this week is something I just want to hear again.
It's remarkable how someone of my size can throw a small 6-foot tree such a short distance.
Good luck to tree-tossing police chiefs everywhere. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the Lummelson Foundation, supporting inventors and invention to improve lives in the U.S. and developing countries, on the web at lummelson.org. The Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness, on the web at melvilletrust.org. And the Annie E. Casey Foundation, developing solutions to support strong families and communities for America's children, at aecf.org. This is NPR.